the town. I was going to see my boys through sorrows and through joys, for two of them had risen to renown. While Tom, our oldest boy, had grown quite rough and wild, a picture of the happy past I drew. Now my dear old wife and I answered every baby's cry, and fondled them as all kind parents do. I was going to John and Joe, for they were our youngest two. My home I'd sold to start them both in law, and I thought that they'd be glad to see their poor old dad and speak a loving word for their dear ma. But sorry I must say, when I reached the town that day, walking, they met me with a frown. Nor did they care to speak, but said, "What made you call this week? Next week we would be glad if you'd come down." With heavy heart and weary feet, thus I trudged along the street. At some lodging I could stay if cash I had. When our Tom I did espy, and I tried to pass him by, for I thought he too would like to shun his dad. But when I was most by, his voice rang loud and high, "Why, bless me, there's my father dear to be." And a picture I have sold for twice its weight in gold. Bring mother in, I'll